Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. You took the fall for all of us, oh Lord. We come giving thanks, Lord. We come, Lord, because through your openings in our lives, we've come to know you, Lord. We've come to have the greatest connection we could ever, ever have, Lord, and that is with you. Oh, Father God, the torment, the agony, the trials and tribulations that you made yourself to go through as man, tormented, beaten in every way, you took that fall above all. So, Father God, we just thank you for every moment in our lives that we have, that we can come and connect in so many ways, Lord, to let you know that the experiences you went through is just not gone. It's here, Lord, because we love you so much that we try that what went on, Lord, reflected on us, that we are carrying the cross no matter what, Lord. No matter what disrespect, what disregard, no matter what harms or whatever ways we have to encounter the opposition, we will take that fall, Lord, whatever it is, what time it is, Lord. Because above all, you are great, you are mighty. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. You are the great I am that I am. You are the one who is above everything, oh Father God. Yeshua Yamashiach. Thank you, Father, for the undying love, the strength that you give us, the repositioning that you give us, Lord, the authority. Oh Father God, the manifestation, Lord, that we receive when we accept you, Father, to give us the knowing that we are your children, that we have that given authority. All we have to do is trust and believe. We thank you, Father, for the reinforcement that these Spirit gives us, the Holy Spirit, Lord, your Spirit, Father. Through these dark times in the world that's overrun by all these demonic and satanic things, Lord, the Spirit, your Spirit, reinforces, Lord, within us that faith of knowing that the Word is trusted. The Word can be trusted. No matter what the devil throws, Lord, you are the creator of the entire universe. Oh, Father God, we live for you. We fear you in so many ways because we don't want to hurt you, Lord. For you have put so much out to show us that even as sinners, you cover us with your grace. You cover us, you give us your mercy. Oh, Father God, you are ever filling. You fill us, Lord. Empty vacuums we are, but until we have the indwelling Spirit, we're not alive, but with the Spirit we come so much filled with that anointing, with that power, with that semblance of knowing that we are the chosen few. We just thank you, Father. We adore you in so many ways, Lord. Open up the airways this morning, Father God. Open up the channels, Lord. Open up the floodgates. Open up every avenue, Lord, that we may receive from you, Lord. Speak this morning, oh Father God. Speak on every channel, Lord. Oh Father God, and the Spirit, Lord, will give us the revelation. The Spirit will give us, Lord, the truth The Spirit will give us, Lord, the understanding, the revelation. Oh, Father God, speak, Lord. We yearn for your speaking, Lord, for that interpretation of the Spirit to relate to us, Lord. Whatever it is your will, Lord, we are here this morning, eager and waiting to receive. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for all those that are coming on the line this morning, Lord. Oh, Father God, because as you speak through us, mountains will shift. Diseases will evaporate. Channels of love and relationships and understanding and revelation, oh, Father God, and proclamations, Lord, will be made and understood and executed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask for that movement, Lord, as the movement move in the book of Acts, where the fall of the Spirit fell on so many, Lord, and they made the utterances of speaking in tongues, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for just touching your garment. We thank you, Lord, for just that word. We thank you, Father, for just that destiny helper. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every mode of connection to you, Lord, every mode that brings us back to the understanding of the love, of the relationship, of the knowledge being turned into wisdom time after time after time. We just thank you this morning. We bless you this morning, Father. As your word comes, Father, we receive it because we are pliable as clay. We are moldable as clay, Lord, because we open up our hearts. All our desires, Father, is to serve you. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for giving us just this time that we can hold on and cap, oh, Father God, for we not promise the next minute, the next hour, the next day. So we appreciate, Lord, being in your presence at this time, at this hour, on this day. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity. This opportunity that may be in a lifetime for someone who today is the day of return to you, Lord. But just that one more time, Lord, reaching and channeling to you, Lord, the maker and the creator of all creation, the giver and the taker. You are the beginning and the end, the Omega. Oh, Father God, the Alpha, oh, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, as I continue in prayers, as we continue in prayers this morning, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are our honored guest. You are our partner, Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to lit this altar of prayers in the name of Jesus. As we pray in the Spirit, as you intercede for us, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence that anything that is not of Almighty God, you will remove in the name of Jesus, that your fire is a fire of salvation, that your fire, your holy fire, is a fire of redemption. Your holy fire is a fire of deliverance. Your holy fire is a fire of worship. So, Father God, we thank you for restoring the altar of prayers. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that will join us in a few minutes. We pray that the holy angels will reach to their homes and wake them up so that they can come and join in the name of Jesus. That their hearts be prepared in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree, declare that this is holy ground. You told Moses, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy. So, Father, when they come, let them see your fire in their homes, in their hearts. Let them see that their fire, your fire, in the name of Jesus, your holy fire, every home, Father God, in our home, holy fire of prayer, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that we can come early. I'm so happy that Pastor Irving can join us this morning with the opening prayer. So therefore, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we give you glory. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us, around this time, around this service, and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for divine angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, as we come on this mount of prayer, let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Take my life.
What I long for, holiness, it's what I need, yeah, yeah. Holiness, holiness, it's what you want for me.
What do you? what I long for. Brokenness is what I need, I need.
Your holy presence. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I of you are hungry for God. Are you hungry for Him? Woo!
want more of him? Who wants the floodgates to open up?
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us begin to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Yaromoso Toria Koromoso. Yekoromoso Toria Koromoso Toria Karamoso. Yeremoso Toria Koromoso Toria Koromoso. Yeremoso Toria Koromoso Toria Karamoso. Yariamoso Toria Koromoso Toria Karamoso. Yeremoso Toria Koromoso Toria Karamoso. Yakareamos and the Yakurmosoteria Kurmosoteria Cup, Yermosoteria Kurmosoteria Kurmosoteria Kadamasil. Hallelujah, Ramasanderia Kurmosoteria Cup, Yermosoteria Kurmosoteria Kum, Yermosoteria Kurmosoteria Kurmosum,
Maria
Kurmosoteria Kurmosoteria Kurmosoteria
Yere mosoteria karamasteria kurumosu.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, my God, yeah, Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
Ye kere mazederiako, ye kere mazederiake,
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, get him,
opportunity that we as watchmen on the wall, Lord, can receive and speak through the edification, Lord, that we receive from you, your words, that's pure, holy, oh, Father God, to go out and reach nations, oh, Father God, taking healing, taking restoration, taking back relationships, oh, Father God, through the times that we face right now, Lord. Let your words go forth, Lord, and slice out every darkness, Lord. Oh, Father God, and bring back the light, Lord, that we know to be. We pray, Lord, that families will be reunited. We pray, Lord, that the church will come back as one family, oh, Lord. That we will not remain divided, but we will remain, Lord, in one functioning force. So as watchmen on the wall, Lord, tonight and every night, Lord, we have that responsibility, Lord, to come forth, Lord, to receive the edification of your words, Lord, and deliver it out to the people, oh, Father God, your words true, the heavenly utterances. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will
be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give
us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Have a blessed day. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays. Then sings my Lord.